my favorite memories when I was a kid was our annual summer vacations to Mysore. We used to always go by train, and what still stays with me after all these years is the delicious Madhur Vada which we used to get on the way. I still maintain that is the best place to taste authentic Madhur Vada is on the journey from Bangalore to Mysore. Many people sell Madhur Vada, but nothing comes even close to that which is sold on the Bangalore-Mysore train journey way. It's dripping with oil, it's patlinchi, and it is almost a day for. Back then, trains seldom had pantries, and even if they did, the pantries used to serve very oily food. As my parents weren't too fond of that food, we would always pack food and go for train journeys. But now we have trains which have full-fledged pantries. The quality of food has improved drastically over the years. And one of the trains where this is visible and evident is the Shatabdi Express. Whenever my nephews Arnav and Anurag, or even my sister and her husband, come from Chennai, they always take the Shatabdi. But over the years, what I've realized is, though they take the Shatabdi, none of them are too fond of the food. In fact, they book the tickets without asking for the food and carry their own food. I find this a little puzzling because I personally don't have any great issues with the food. My nephews Arnav and Anurag also do the same thing. They come at Shatabdi, but for some reason don't seem to like the food. So can you just tell us a little more about what exactly don't you like about the food in Shatabdi, Arna?
So when we started coming on the Shatabdi, the rotis and the side dishes they served us were below par, not very ordinary. And the chapatis were really, really hard and not even able to tear them into small pieces. Just too hard to swallow. So maybe that was just the first impression. I would have to agree that it may have improved over the years. The first impression is according to me the best impression. So I feel that whatever experience I had the first time is yet not erased from my mind. And I'm not able to think about having the Shatabdi food again. Because once it's already got into my head that their food isn't good enough.
So Arnav, you seem to be struck by first experiences. So for example, a dog bit you and you've always been scared of dogs ever since. You didn't have a very great food experience at Shatabdi, so you've not tried the food again. At what point do you think you can actually overcome bad first experiences and give something a second chance?
So maybe about the fear of dogs and things, I am very much willing to give a second chance, but food is something that is very important to me. So usually I don't give room for error, and I usually don't give second chances because I want the best food to be served to me, and I'm not willing to take food that is inferior.
What about you, Anurag?
I just don't like the taste of the food. Nothing so much I can tell about the food in Shatabdi.
But you seem to have, you know, these very strong opinions about food. You're saying it's inferior and all of that. Though I personally don't believe it's inferior or it's bad. Because I think the whole purpose of a train journey is not to get some sort of good food. It is to get some food to sustain you for the journey. So that's my personal point of view. My second question is, you came to Bangalore, and what are the things you like to do in Bangalore?
Usually when I come to Bangalore, I always like to have walks and maybe cycle around the layout which I live in and stuff, and even play cricket with my uncle. But now that he has to go for work early and stuff, we don't do that. So I cycle around a lot, and he even took me for these early morning trips one day in which I cycled on the main road for the first time, and also for a walk which finally ended in going for breakfast. I also cycle around the layout in the morning and the evening, and I feel it's a good experience.
What about you, Anurag? What are your favorite things to do in Bangalore?
My favorite things to do in Bangalore is my uncle teaching me how to ride a cycle and walking around Jayanagar, and then enjoying food and much more.
Actually, I remember last time me teaching you cycling, but after you've gone back to Chennai, you've not really cycled again. So what exactly is stopping you from Chennai?
The tires are punctured. We have to fix everything. But we don't have the time for that because our parents are going to hospital almost for the full week except for Sundays. So we don't have almost all the time for go to the shop and fix everything from on the cycle.
So this time when you came to Bangalore, you told me that you forgot cycling. But actually, cycling and swimming are things you really can't forget. Once you learn, you'll never forget them. And when I made you cycle, you again cycled. So what do you mean when you say I forgot cycling?
I just forgot cycling by doing the brakes, but not cycling, the brakes. I forgot doing the brakes. That's it.
So this was the first time, I think, in your life where you have more than 4 or 5 kilometers. I don't think you've ever walked that distance. What was your experience of walking so much?
My experience by walking is making me stronger than what I expected, and then making me do more walking and get stronger too.
What about you, Arnav?
So, in Chennai, due to the traffic and not enough space to just walk around without being barged in, without being blocked by traffic and stuff, Bangalore is the right place, and I got a chance to walk around, and that too because it was early in the morning. There were really not much vehicles which blocked the path, and therefore I was able to walk a good distance. It also made me feel much more fresh, and I also got a reward that I was able to eat a good breakfast.
So tell us a little more about Sakat South, the place where you had your breakfast for 2 days.
So there are these many eateries, including Sakat South, that are open from early in the morning. And I feel all these eateries have their own specialties and also just serve the dishes which most ordinary people would want to have. And therefore, I feel it's a good experience.
What are your thoughts, Anurag, about Sakat South?
I think the food is very nice, and maybe we can go there sometimes for breakfast, or maybe go every day too.
Okay, so if you want to go every day, does that mean you would also walk 5 kilometers every day?
Yeah, sure.
So you will basically walk for breakfast. Yeah. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
What about you, Anna?
I would not walk for the breakfast. I would just want to walk and just maybe have breakfast on the way and just come back. Not for the breakfast, just on en route.
Okay, you're basically saying you'll walk for breakfast, but you're not admitting it. That's fine. What was your experience being on the main road?
It was a good experience. I mean, I didn't get a chance to do that much in Chennai, not even in the small streets and stuff. So it was a good first experience. I learned how to cross roads and stuff with my cycle, and just follow the rules and stuff, like staying on the left of the road and all that stuff, and also keep out for the traffic which may be coming in from the other lanes on the side.
You started to come to Bangalore for your summer vacations in 2015. It's been almost 3 or 4 years now. How have your vacations changed over the years?
So, I have been coming a lot over the last 4 years, but even before that, I've been coming a lot, actually. So, there have been a lot of things that have changed. Like, so everyone around me has got older, I have got older, and there are so many different things I'm doing now. Like, so many different things I'm learning. And that too, Vidya aunty, she's also been teaching us a lot of things, which was not there before in the last few years.
And Anurag, how have your summer vacations changed over the last 4 years?
It's been good. It's become better. It's become much more better. And it's become amazing.
So can you just explain a little more? Is it because Vidya has come into the picture?
Yeah. Because she's making delicious food, helping us in activities, helping us go to different places.
So what does Vidya teach you every day?
I don't know what she teaches me every day, but she teaches different things every day.
So whenever you come to Bangalore, Arna, what are your expectations from the 3 or 4 weeks that you stay here?
The expectation is, one is I want better weather than when I'm in Chennai. Two, and I want slightly different experiences compared to what I'm getting already. And three, just delicious food.
And you, Anurag?
Like, what should I tell them?
What are your expectations in Bangalore?
I want some good experiences by doing some walks, become stronger, eat healthy food, and have a good experience here.
Both of you keep saying walk, walk, but in the morning I have to wake you guys up for 15 minutes and cajole you and PD to come for walk. So just explain this walk bit to me a little more. What is this?
First of all, I wasn't emphasizing so much in the walk. And second thing, I just feel like summer holidays is meant for just sleeping late and getting up as late as possible. But then I realized for my good, I should be walking. But yet, I feel that I want to sleep more. But then I realize maybe it's time I do something different and I get up usually.
That's a very good change. You say that you feel to be sleeping more. So what do you do that makes you sleep late or sleepless?
Mostly for half of the summer holidays, it's been the IPL and football games and things. But just after that, maybe just watching movies and stuff like that, which I usually didn't have time for during school.
And Anurag?
Watching exactly what Arnav told. And
okay. That was a very interesting and eye-opening discussion with Arnav and Anurag on their Bangalore experiences and what they seek from Bangalore. In our next segment, we will speak to Arnav and Anurag about the TCS 5K and how Anurag feels about waiting one more year for running.